light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. You lead me near restful waters, and you revive my drooping spirit. At Jacob's well a stranger sought his drooping frame to cheer. Samaria's daughter little thought that Jacob's God was near. This she had known, her fainting heart for richer drafts had sighed. Ne'er had Messiah ever kind those richer drafts denied. She heard the voice of Jesus say, "Behold, I freely give. The living water, thirsty one, stoop down and drink and live." She came to Jesus and she drank of that life-giving stream. Then ran to tell her friends and kin, "These waters will redeem." Still at each heart this stranger seeks his drooping frame to cheer. But like the woman can we see that Jacob's God is here. He's thirsting for our hearts to share the love we have in store. Behold the living waters flow, come drink and thirst no more. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. Surely it is God who saves me. I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is Adonai, who alone has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. Give thanks to Adonai, acclaim the name, make known God's deeds among the nations, proclaim how exalted is God's name. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. Sing praise to Adonai for this glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation.
A reading from the book of Exodus. In those days, in their thirst for water, the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "Why did you ever make us leave Egypt? Was it just to have us die here of thirst with our children and our livestock?" So Moses cried out to Adonai, "What shall I do with this people? A little more, and they will stone me." Adonai answered Moses, "Go over there in front of the people, along with some of the elders of Israel, holding in your hand as you go the staff with which you struck the river. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock in Horeb. Strike the rock, and the water will flow from it for the people to drink." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Jesus stood there and cried out, "If any of you thirst, simply come to me." Jesus stood there and cried out, "If any of you thirst, simply come to me. The water I shall give will become a spring of water, welling up to eternal life. Simply come to me." Glory to the One and the Word and the breath of love. Jesus stood there and cried out, "If any of you thirst, simply come to me." If only you knew the gift of God, you would ask for living water. And the woman said, "Lord, give me that water, that I may never be thirsty again." Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not snatch at equality with God. Lord Jesus, he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of human beings. Lord Jesus, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Lord Jesus, therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. Lord Jesus, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Lord Jesus, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. If only you knew the gift of God, you would ask for living water. And the woman said, Lord, give me that water, that I may never be thirsty again.
As we enter the springtime of the year and continue to celebrate the season of Lent, may we ponder the Word of God in our hearts and savor its meaning more fully day by day. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we examine our hearts, may we sincerely reject everything in our lives that is contrary to the law of love. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we prepare for the feast of Easter, may we seek a change of heart, give ourselves to prayer, and persevere in loving our neighbors, especially those in greatest need. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we remember the woman of Samaria, may we be willing to review our lives and acknowledge our failures. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we long for living waters, may we become true worshipers of God in spirit and in truth. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God of all compassion, through Jesus you revealed your mercy to the woman of Samaria, and awakened in her a thirst for living water. Strengthen all those who are preparing to approach the sacred waters of baptism at Easter, and free all of us from slavery to selfishness, addiction, and sin. Through this celebration of Lent, rehearse us in learning from Jesus and living by his values, so that we may truly worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen. May Adonai bless us and keep us. Amen. May the face of Adonai shine on us and be gracious to us. Amen. May Adonai look upon us with favor and give us peace. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Ave Regina Caelorum, Ave Domina Angelorum, Salve Radix, Salve Porta, Ex qua mundo lux est orta. Gaude Virgo Gloriosa, Super omnes speciosa, Vale o Valde decora, Et pro nobis, Christum exora. Pray for us, O gracious Queen of the universe, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O gracious God, grant to your people lasting health of mind and body. Send us your assistance in times of temptation. May we who celebrate the memory of the Holy Mother of God rise from our sins by the help of her intercession. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.